Coming up, if they ever held a popularity contest for birds, there's one that would surely lose. The story of the much maligned magpie is just ahead. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.
Humans and songbirds can do it. Dolphins and bats can, too. Now, researchers have found imitation is also a form of communication for elephants. Collaborating scientists in Kenya and Massachusetts recorded the vocalizations of two African elephants from two very different backgrounds. What they heard was nothing like that of the trumpeting call of the average African elephant. Calamaro, a 23-year-old male, was raised in a zoo with two Asian elephants for 18 years. Scientists found most of his vocalizations resembled the chirping noises typical of its Asian zoo mates, rather than the deeper calls of his African ancestors. They say this mimicking might be his way of fitting in with a social group. Also, a 10-year-old female, Malaika, lived on the savanna plains of Kenya with orphaned elephants, 2 miles from a busy highway. The majority of Malaika's calls sounded less like an elephant and more like the revving of a truck engine. Researchers believe Malaika learned to imitate her highway friends at night, when the sounds of passing trucks dominated the landscape. It's the first time this mimicking trait has been found among these huge mammals, suggesting upbringing could shape their vocal repertoire. These skills may also help elephants recognize each other and bond as part of a group. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Chu.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at MOTT.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at Kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families, and their communities. On the web at WKKF.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.